Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley from Inside Carolina here. And on Thursday, John Papuchis, North Carolina's defensive coordinator, spoke about the transition he's had taking over from Gene Chizik. And he also spoke about his defensive line. Defensive line is a position at North Carolina that'll make a difference this year, one way or the other. Papuchis seems excited about his guys, the experience they've gained over the last couple years, and what's in store for the line in general and the defensive ends particularly.
I fairly see most any change is going to bring a little bit of uncertainty for everybody involved in it. But having Coach Eckler and Coach Joseph having a background with me, both at LSU and Nebraska, and then Coach Adams has done a phenomenal job. And fortunately, one of the things that came out even when Coach Adams was on his interview, that a lot of the concepts and terms that we use were things that he was very familiar with. So there wasn't much of a bridge to gap, you know, between what they knew and what we were going to do. It's the deepest we've ever had it. You know, we have probably at this point 8 guys that I feel very comfortable rolling in, which is different than we've had the last couple of years. So, you know, obviously we need to stay healthy throughout the course of camp. And, I feel pretty good about it if we can enter the season with those guys. I think we got the skill set to be better off the edge until we do it on a Saturday afternoon. You know, I won't know for 100%, but I think adding Tamon back in the mix, you know, Malik Carney being a year older and a year better, you know, we moved Tyrone Hopper to DN. Tyler Powell's done a nice job at DN. Really, if you look at the core of our DN group, you know, Tyler, DeJuan, and Tamon didn't really have an opportunity to show what they had last year, so I'm excited about that.
Papuchis certainly has talent to work with. Carolina continues the preseason grind leading up to September 2nd against Cal.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.